field, and that's what I'm talking about. Woo-hoo!
Nice!
Yeah! See, I take good direction.
You
yes,
sure
you did.
On G105.
All right, last break here really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Wins.
I figured it out. What is our compulsion with having to do full accessorizing to go all the way balls to the wall about stuff?
Dr. Wins, hi.
Hey.
This is our Shogram psychologist. We have two questions for you.
Okay.
I hope you can answer each. Okay. The first problem is Mike and I have this compulsion to buy, let's say, for example, that you're going to be, at one time I was going to paint pictures, and I went crazy. I bought all the painting stuff. I painted like every day. I would come home and I just bought tons of stuff. Another time, I was going to learn how to fly a plane. I went like crazy.
He went out and bought the movie Top Gun.
I bought the glasses. I bought all the stuff that I needed. I had just tons of stuff to go fly. I flew from here over to another town, and that's it. I was finished. Mike does the same kind of thing.
It's like balls to the wall. You can't do it just a little bit. You got to go all out.
What's the
right?
Is that called something? Is that a problem?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if it's necessarily a problem unless it's frustrating for you. I mean, if you feel like you always...
It's frustrating for my wife because I go, like, fishing. I had so many lures and so many reels and rods, and I had to get a big bass boat, and I got that, and I went all the... And then all of a sudden, no more. I'm done.
Hmm.
And I had to sell this. And the same thing, and I go to extreme, and then I stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just has to do with your attention span.
Well, I was thinking that it could either be that, or sometimes if people grow up, you know, in families where there's not a lot, then when you're an adult and you can finally do stuff for yourself, sometimes you're making up for lost time. And a lot of people who maybe grew up feeling like there was never enough for them kind of go crazy when they're adults and they just really want to have the best of everything and go over the top. But then once you have it, it doesn't really make you feel as great as you thought, so
that's
you don't necessarily follow through with it.
That's exactly what goes on with me.
Well, that's with Mike, but with me, I had motorcycles when I grew up. I had go-karts and things like that, and so I never had that issue. I guess I'm always looking for that high, whatever it is. Like, I don't do drugs, you know, mm-hmm. I don't drink a lot. I'm always looking for that high, whatever that high is.
That's even though you didn't have maybe the same kind of childhood issues, a lot of people have what, you know, would maybe be called compulsive behaviors where they shop or binge at a buffet, and it's kind of in search of that high. And
that's why I never did cocaine. I never did cocaine. Do you know why?
Because you knew you'd be...
I knew it was going to take one time, and then I'm hooked. I knew that. That's the guy. Honestly, I got it. You know, people say, do you want... I'm like, no, you know what? Can't do that.
I cannot imagine you.
No.
At all.
I couldn't. Okay, that's
one,
the first
you'd be
one.
Like 50 pounds less, but I couldn't imagine. Now,
Dr. Wins, you're our Shogram psychologist. You know Kristen, but we found out today that we think an issue is this, that she's been cheated on numerous times in past relationships. She's now in her, like, the longest running relationship that she's ever had, has more of a commitment here than she's ever had.
Right.
We feel like she does certain things, like lately she's been really annoying Bart, like pinching him and sticking her cold feet in between his thighs, little stuff like that to test him. We tend to feel that maybe she's trying to sabotage the relationship so that she doesn't get herself hurt later.
Or because she doesn't feel worthy of having this long relationship because she feels like she's crazy.
Yeah, you guys are pretty good for non-professionals. I think...
That's been said before.
I think you might be on the right track there. It's amazing how many women, especially if they have a history of bad relationships, in an odd way, that's their comfort zone, and that's what they know. So they feel like things are right if they're in a bad relationship, and it kind of causes them to feel uneasy if they're actually in a good relationship or they're being treated right. So I think that actually you guys might be on the right track. A lot of women... don't feel comfortable if a relationship is different than what they're used to. So, you know, she might be doing these subtle things.
And she just started doing this. Just started doing this. Yep, absolutely.
Well, yeah, listen, but why would I do that to myself? That's
crazy.
Because
this is the longest relationship you've had.
Yeah.
A, you think, hey, something is supposed to happen right now and it's supposed to get broken up and be bad. Or B, you're thinking, I don't deserve to have this type of relationship. It's been my fault, all these other problems. And that's why you're trying to say, hey, get, you know, you're trying to start the fire.
With my cold feet.
With your cold empty.
Yeah.
All right. If you were to go find out more about Dr. Wins, it's Kristen Wins, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Wins, W-Y-N-N-S. .com. And then we're going to have to come out really soon, and we're all going to have to sit down, and then you can come in and tell why we're all crazy.
Great. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Start our real sessions this week or next.
Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate it. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you very much. I ain't saying. I'm just saying. Don't you hate it?
Yes.
I love it.
That's crazy.
Hit it on the head.
Wow.
Whatever. I'm a very happy person, happily in love.
Sure you are.
Uh-huh.
Sure you
can
are.
Be on the outside.
But I'm all mixed up with turmoil on the inside, Mike. Is that what you're saying?
In a glass case of emotion.
Have a good day. See y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're still here?
Maybe do it again sometime.
It's over.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Go home.
And now...
the show's over.
The party's over!
Will you leave immediately, please?
I want to see motion and movement. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Get the point?
Good.
Now get...